the canal, the altar, and the war horse. Proverbs 21 begins with a king and ends with a war horse. Between them lies the whole landscape of human ambition: plans, wealth, worship, speech, appetite, power, and pride. The chapter's frame delivers its message. Human beings possess real agency, but never final control. In the ancient Near East, a watercourse was often not a wild river, but an irrigation channel. A farmer redirected water by opening one small trench and closing another. Thus, when the World English Bible says that the king's heart is in the Lord's hand like the watercourses, it makes a daring political claim. Kings may move armies and redraw borders, but God can redirect a ruler as easily as a farmer guides water toward a field. This does not make rulers innocent puppets. Augustine observed that God's providence can work through human wills without removing their moral responsibility. At the cross, Herod and Pilate acted from corrupt motives, yet their actions fulfilled God's saving purpose, Acts 4:27-28. Evil remained evil, but it could not become sovereign. The lamp that darkens. Verse 4 contains an intriguing Hebrew ambiguity. The word near may suggest a lamp, or, by connection with another Hebrew root, a ploughed field. Either image is piercing. Pride is either the wicked person's lamp, the false light by which everything is interpreted, or the field in which every later sin is grown. Pride does not merely cause occasional wrongdoing, it alters our vision. It makes us call haste faith, greed prudence, harshness discernment, and self-protection wisdom. This is why God must weigh the hearts rather than accept our own verdicts. We are gifted attorneys for our own defense. Religious activity cannot correct this inner dishonesty. Righteousness and justice are more acceptable than sacrifice because worship offered without mercy becomes an attempt to recruit God into our self-deception. The sacrifice of the wicked is called an abomination, not because sacrifice is wrong, but because holy things become hideous when used to hide an unrepentant heart. At Calvary, sacrifice and justice finally meet, but Christ's sacrifice never permits us to ignore the cry of the poor. Verse 13 and verse 28 form a quiet contrast. The person who closes his ear to suffering will eventually find heaven silent. The person who truly listens gains words that endure. In Scripture, hearing is moral before it is intellectual. We have not heard God if our neighbour's grief remains inaudible. Finally, prepare the horse, but do not worship it. Providence is not an excuse for laziness, nor is preparation a guarantee of control. Faithful people plan diligently, work honestly, give freely, and then surrender the outcome. Victory belongs to the Lord. Suggested cross-references: Micah 6:6-8, Isaiah 50:10-11, Matthew 23:23, Acts 4:27-28, James 2:13. Suggested hymn: God Moves in a Mysterious Way by William Cowper. Prayer. Sovereign Lord, expose the false light of my pride. Open my ears to the poor, make my worship truthful, and teach me to prepare faithfully without trusting my preparations. Redirect my heart until justice, mercy, and humility flow through me. Amen.